Falun Gong is practiced freely in 40 countries of the world, but it's relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block all information, FGM TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else. Welcome to FGM TV on August the 21st, 2001. I'm Susan Mitchell. In the news this week, the number of practitioners of Falun Gong known to have died from mistreatment while detained was 267 as of this morning. A hunger strike of 130 women in Masanzhou labor camp prompts hunger strikes half a world away in sympathy. Senior appeals officers from China's Public Security Office are too afraid to tell the New York public their names in case they're charged with crimes against humanity. Teams of practitioners go from coast to coast and north to south through Canada with an urgent SOS message to rescue fellow practitioners in China. Teacher Li Hongzhi's new articles are broadcast to the Taiwan labor camp from loudspeakers on a pole just outside the camp. Plainclothes police pick up a judge of the Hefei Intermediate Criminal Court and take her to Lao Tzu-gang Detention Center. Natural disasters strike Chinese cities where Falun Dafa practitioners have been mistreated, and a tiny tot demonstrates Falun Gong exercises at the International Art Festival in Edinburgh, Scotland. Since the persecution of Falun Dafa began on July the 20th, 1999, practitioners in North America have volunteered their time to transcribe and translate articles for the websites Minghui.net and ClearWisdom.net. This week, the total number of articles has passed the 13,000 mark. That's since the beginning of the crackdown. Most of these numbered articles are accounts that have been smuggled out of China detailing the persecution. Some of them have taken many months to reach us. On the 18th of August, for instance, there was an item dated October 2000. You can just imagine the journey that that piece of paper endured for it to take 10 months to cross the border of China and be free of the information blockade. Falun Gong practitioners in Berlin, London, New York, Toronto, Washington, D.C., and elsewhere are staging hunger strikes and holding candlelight vigils outside their local Chinese embassies and consulates. They demand that China's communist authorities immediately and unconditionally release the 130 practitioners currently on hunger strike at the notorious Masanzhou labor camp. The prisoners are protesting the arbitrary extension of their terms of detention beyond the date when they should have been released. The Masanzhou labor camp is widely regarded as the most brutal of the detention centers in China. Many Falun Gong practitioners have been imprisoned there and tortured to give up their beliefs. Last October, it was reported that 18 women practitioners were beaten, stripped naked, and thrown into cells of male convicts to be gang raped. No news has since been released regarding the state of these women. Renowned human rights lawyer and Canadian MP Erwin Kotler has issued several statements affirming that Falun Gong practitioners should never have been arrested in the first place. He stated that with its arbitrary arrest, detention, and torture of Falun Gong practitioners, authorities in China have violated not only their own laws, but also the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, of which China is a signatory. A Chinese newspaper announced on August the 3rd that a mainland Chinese delegation of senior appeal officers would visit New York City to hold an open appeal day on Monday, August the 6th. The purpose of their visit was to, quote, accept appeals and clarify Chinese governmental policies with overseas groups. Two Western practitioners living in the New York City area felt that this was an excellent opportunity to appeal for Falun Gong directly to officials from mainland China. The three senior officials were from China's Appeal Bureau, the State Department Appeal Office, the Guangdong Province Overseas Chinese Complaint Center, and the Fujian Province Overseas Chinese Office. When asked, they refused to give out their names or their official titles, claiming the need for, quote-unquote, personal privacy. And they insisted upon remaining anonymous. This was not surprising, since a member of the 610 office had recently been served a warrant while visiting New York for persecuting Falun Gong practitioners. Although the appeal was not accepted, the issue of Dr. Chun Nyan Teng, who is being illegally detained in a labor camp, was brought forward, and mainland officials were shown that Western people are also concerned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. This really surprised both the staff and the officials. After their New York meeting, these three officials made a stopover in Toronto, where they refused to accept any appeals from practitioners. Instead, one woman was thrown roughly to the ground, a photographer had water thrown on both his camera and his shirt, plus the woman and the Chinese reporters who were there and had photographed the scuffle were all thrown out of the meeting. Teams of practitioners are currently traveling coast to coast and north to south through Canada with an urgent SOS message to rescue fellow practitioners in China. We hope to have coverage and photographs of their meetings with Canadians for our next program. We hear they've been welcomed everywhere, and thousands of signatures are being collected on SOS petitions to present to the federal government when it resumes sitting in Ottawa in September. The labor camps in Shanxi province have committed many crimes in the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners. On August the 5th, some practitioners placed loudspeakers on poles outside the Taiyuan City labor camp. At 4 a.m., they started broadcasting teacher Li Hongzhi's new articles. Falun Dafa practitioners who had been cut off from the outside world were greatly encouraged, and the camp officials were greatly shocked. On the pole where the speakers were fixed was painted, "Anyone who takes this down will receive retribution." This message was very effective, and practitioners retrieved the speakers 4 days later. People of all ages have felt the power and peace of the exercises and teachings of Falun Gong. In Canada, in the middle of August, Jin Ye, who is 14 years old, told us the following. "I benefited very much from Falun Dafa. It has cured my hepatitis C and has also taught me how to be a good person in society. My aunt had been fired because she went to appeal in Beijing, and my uncle was just released after 8 months of detention. I need to tell the truth to the society that Falun Dafa is good. So I told Mom and Dad that I would like to use a whole month of my summer holidays to sit in front of the Chinese consulate to appeal to the Chinese government to stop its brutal persecution. I will sit every day of August for 9 hours each day. Recently, the Chinese consulate has turned on the sprinklers in the morning. Every day we had to practice in pouring water. I think the reason they put on the sprinklers is because they don't wish us to practice there. However, I think we should continue. In China, many practitioners have stepped out bravely to peacefully appeal to the government that it is wrong to persecute Falun Dafa. I think we should sacrifice a bit in order to raise the awareness of all kind-hearted people. I hope what I did will persuade the Chinese government to stop the torture of good people." Li Mei was a judge of the Hefei City Intermediate Criminal Court in Anhui Province. During the more than 20 years of her legal career, she had an excellent reputation for being fair and righteous. Judge Li Mei is a firm believer in Falun Dafa and has been arrested numerous times, but her belief has never wavered. Around 5 p.m. on July the 11th, 2001, when she arrived home, she was accosted at her front door by 3 or 4 plainclothes policemen. They threw her into a white van without license plates and took her to the Lao Su Gang Detention Center. There has been no acknowledgement for the arrest, and no notification has been issued for the detention. Here we have a just person who administered the law, upheld the law, and who was jailed for not breaking the law. Recently, many natural disasters have occurred in China where authorities have particularly persecuted Falun Gong practitioners. On August the 8th, it was reported that mudslides in the mountains of Liaoning province left 19 dead and 5 missing. The temperature in Xi'an City reached 40 degrees Celsius. It is the hottest summer in 50 years. And on August the 11th, Xinhua News Agency reported that for more than 40 days this summer, Chongqing City in Sichuan province has been experiencing continuous hot, dry temperatures that have decreased crop production and caused economic losses amounting to 2.1 billion yuan. children everywhere love to do what their parents do. This little one did a pretty good job demonstrating the third Falun Gong exercise at the recent International Art Exhibit in Edinburgh, Scotland. Thanks for watching FGM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong. Thank you.